And Junior Alvarado, one of the classiest guys in the sport, is with me now here on HRRN. Junior, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning to, you know, all the people that just listen to your radio show. And, you know, just happy to be here.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking a few minutes. I know it's a busy morning for you. You're working horses. You're one of these guys, Junior, that no matter how much success that you have, you're out there every morning showing up, doing your job, and you got to respect that, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, that's the way I kind of grew up, you know, like I say, since being, you know, in Venezuela, you know, that's the way you have to kind of do it. That's the way I've been raised, and you know, I just love to do it, you know, and the more horses I can probably get in the morning, you know, the more familiar I can get with them, and, you know, probably get the best result in the afternoon.
Well, we just heard that clip of Larry Colmus calling Preservationist winning the Grade 1 Woodward. Put me in the saddle with you aboard Preservationist. And I know that the poor horse wouldn't be able to carry that kind of weight with me on his back, but put me in the saddle with you. What was that trip like, and what was that victory like for you?
Well, yeah, you know, it was definitely it was very special. Just because, you know, what happened and the Whitney, you know, like, it was like, I won't say more pressure because I didn't have it. It was just like more that I needed to redeem myself and make and show, you know, everybody that he does deserve to be, you know, in the top, you know, list of the best horses in the country, you know. And, you know, like, it was just a race where I just needed to make sure, you know, he relaxed for me, you know. Like, he was great in the post parade. That was a problem we kind of have a little bit in the Whitney. You know, he was a little keen, you know. He didn't want to really be with the pony at all. So, you know, Jimmy's cooling pretty good for the Woodward. And, I mean, he just showed up that day, you know. He was a beautiful trip, you know. We kind of were tracking horses the whole way around. You know, he was ready for me the whole way there. On the 516, you know, I kind of tried to make a little more probably inside of Javier's horse because, you know, at that point he was getting a little pressure on the outside, and I don't see him moving forward. So I thought for a second he probably was running out of horse, and before, you know, I got the whole horse from the outside trying to cover me, I tried to make a move, and then I saw he kind of move a little bit, and then, you know, after that, you say, like, you know, I just going to sit a little bit right here behind him. I just going to make sure we turn for home, and then I'll find my way with Preservationist. And, I mean, he dig in there and fight his way through.
When you have a horse like that, Junior, that can be a little, I don't know, I'll use the word high-strung, and you said you were trying to get him to relax. He wasn't as relaxed in the Whitney. How do you do that? What's a jockey do to get their horse to relax?
Just you have to kind of feel him and communicate. You know, it's not only just pulling the reins. You know, it's you have to grab the reins and kind of let them know that, you know, it's okay to relax a little bit. You know, just like kind of teach him. It's a long way. It's a silent communication between your hands and the horse. You know, you have to kind of like, you know, they felt that, you know, they know, and that's how you can get them relaxed, you know, and they'll know. They're pretty smart animals.
How long does it take you to know if Preservationist is going to run a big race when you break from the gate? Can you tell right away that he has what it takes?
Yeah, you know, I just think, you know, he's, you know, probably breaking the first 16th of a mile, you know. I will know if we were up to for a good race, you know. Like I said, I mean, like last time, you know, when he broke good, you know, I covered it up right away. I you know, went to the rail, tried to save ground, and I knew I was gonna have the horse, you know, to finish the race, you know. Like, I didn't know it was gonna be that much traffic at the end, you know, but like I said, I knew he was gonna give me his A race. So I'm hopefully, you know, he'll bring that today too, and it'll be tough.
After you won the Woodward, I know it was an emotional win for you. You were on Twitter tweeting about the people that had supported you, thanking everybody for supporting you. Junior, why was that victory so emotional, and why did it mean so much to you?
It's like you say, you know, you. I've been working a lot, you know, trying to get to the spot where I can get to ride those nice horses, you know, and And like I say, when I got him beat and the Whitney, what leaves, you know, I thought he should have run a much better race, but I make a bad decision, try to change his style just because trying to beat one horse instead of trying to beat them all. And, you know, I got a lot of people, you know, saying like, oh, you rode it bad, this and that. And you know, and at the same time, just having the owners to give me another opportunity to show that I can, that we can do the right thing and that we can win the race. You know, it means a lot to me. You know, they stick with me. You know, they didn't took me off. And I really was very appreciative of that.
Junior Alvarado with me here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Preservationist going to the post 9-5. Second choice on the morning line on this afternoon's Jockey Club Gold Cup. Again, our coverage beginning 4:30 Eastern Time, live from Belmont Park. So it sounds to me, Junior, like when people come out and maybe they're critical, we see this all the time with jockeys and with any athlete, if they're critical of your performance, that's something that you can take and turn around and use as motivation and use as fuel going forward. Is that accurate?
Oh, definitely. That, at least, in, you know, from me, that's how I use it, you know, and even more with a horse like him, which I know who he is and how good he is, you know, it's definitely easier to turn it around and prove him, you know, that they were good.
You know, what's it mean to be back on top of the sport? And let me, I'll preface it this way with this question. In 2016, you had it rolling. You win a pair of grade ones that year, several graded stakes. You come back in 2017 and you have to battle through some injuries and your numbers were down. It was kind of a down year by Junior Alvarado standards. Then you come back last year, have a good year. This year, you're right back at the top of the mountain. Take me through the past couple of years and what that journey's been like for you.
Yeah, you know, it hasn't been easy. This is a very hard sport, and you know, if you're away a week, people definitely, they'll forget about you. You know, you have to kind of start from zero, building everything again. And you know, I have a couple rough years where I have bad injuries. We keep taking me out of the business. And yeah, I mean, it's been tough for me. It's been tough for my family, who's been all the time supporting me and friends. But like I said, I mean, I always, you know, find out that, you know, I just have to come back and start working horses in the morning, and eventually everything will come back.
You know, jockeys amaze me. I've had this conversation with Johnny and with Javier, and, you know, jockeys who go through these injuries and still want to get back to doing what they love and riding races. And I've said to Johnny before, I've said, Johnny, you know, look, I mean, you're not a young guy anymore. He's not old, but by jockey standards, he's not young. And I've said, why do you keep doing this? Why do you keep coming back? And he keeps telling me it's about the horses, that adrenaline rush you get when you're aboard a good horse winning a big race. Is it the same for you, Junior?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, it's just like 2 weeks ago, I took a bad spill. Thank God, nothing seriously. You know, I escaped a very bad spill. And just being a week and a half without getting in a horse, you know, and just watching the races, I just, like you said, I just miss that adrenaline. I just miss that rush to be on the horse and winning. For me, it doesn't even matter a big race, you know, like just to get the rush to riding and winning the race. You know, it was only, like I said, a week and a half, and I was just already missing it so bad. So I understand what he's saying.
Yeah, it's great to see you back at the top of the game. Last question before I let you go. I know you have things to get to this morning, but the Gold Cup today, only a 5-horse field. Is it a different mindset from a jockey's perspective going into a race like this where you're facing just 4 other rivals as opposed to a big field where you might have to, you know, conceivably handle a few more rivals?
Yeah, it is more complicated. You know, people probably sometimes they think, you know, a short field, it should be easy, it should be no trouble, it should be no problem at all. You know, it gets more complicated. It gets more, you know, like everybody's watching everybody more closely because there are only a few horses in the race. So, yeah, I mean, it gets a little more complicated. But like I said, I mean, I trust my horse. You know, hopefully, you know, he breaks good out of the gate. And like I said, I will have to figure out where to put it, just the way the race is developing at the beginning.
Who are you going to be watching in the race?
I think they might be watching me because I probably will be in front of most of them. So they probably will have to be watching me. But, you know, just hopefully, you know, I get a horse who can go in the lead and so I can track him. You know, that will be ideally. But if you know, when we won the Suburban here, you know, I was in the lead for the first 16th of a mile. Then, you know, Javier horse, Catholic Boy, you know, he run off a little bit. Then, you know, I let him took the lead, you know, and you know, but like I said, that day I could be in the lead if I wanted to. But, you know, I just didn't want to go in a fight when I saw Javier horse getting a little keen. So we'll see what will happen today. But, you know, I'm pretty confident with my horse and, you know, the distance, you know, I know he's going to love it.
All right, he's Jockey Junior Alvarado, Preservationist, his horse, later today in the Jockey Club Gold Cup. And as I mentioned at the top of the interview, one of the classiest guys that you're going to find in the sport of thoroughbred racing. Junior, all the best this afternoon to you, and safe trip when you get that leg up later today.
Well, thank you so much, and happy to be here with you guys again. Thank you.